Virginia Dickinson. Sit down.
What have I done now?
I've just received a telephone call from your mother in Devon.
Speedy, I know it is. What's happened?
Mrs. Langley has died.
Back Home by Michelle Magorian, dramatised in four parts by Martin Jameson, and starring Jessica Marshall-Gardner as Rusty, Emily Richard as Peggy, Mary Winbush as Beattie, and Nicholas Farrell as Roger. Back Home, Part 3.
Well, Petey, I've made up my mind. I got it all worked out. The scaffolding. All I have to do is climb out of the window onto the scaffolding and jump. And it'll all be over. Hey, Petey, I got my underwear under my pajamas. My American underwear. If I'm going to die, I might as well die warm. Open the window. Shh. Shh, quietly now. I don't want to wake all the sleeping princesses. Why, it is going to be such a relief to die. No more stupid teachers telling me I'm stupid and useless. No more evil, bitching grandmother. No more everybody at school hating me. No more gravel in my food. No more being told I can't be American. I have to be English. I have to be someone I'm not. No more being sent away. You want to send me away, Mother? Well, now I'm going. I'm going for good. So that'll suit everyone just fine. Here goes. Just let go of the scaffolding. Hey, baby. I hope you'll be there waiting for me.
But you promised me that you'd come to Devon at half term.
Oh, Petey, I didn't know you were going to die.
But you promised you'd come, whatever happened.
But, Petey...
Even if I couldn't be there.
You knew. You knew you were going to die. You knew about all of this, why didn't you say? You win, baby. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Girls, you have 10 minutes in the newsagent to peruse the merchandise and to make your purchases.
Yes, Miss Sullivan. Thank you, Miss Sullivan.
Peruse the merchandise. It's only candy.
Virginia Dickinson?
Yes, Miss Sullivan.
For reasons best known to herself, the headmistress has once more allowed you to risk the reputation of Benwood by letting you come into town this morning. After last week's shameful episode with that American boy, well, you've had your punishment, I suppose.
Yes, Miss Bullivant. I'm sorry, Miss Bullivant.
Now, what can you see across the street?
Boys?
Temptation, Virginia.
Yes, Miss Bullivant.
I am going into the shop for 1 minute. You will stand here. You will not move. You will not speak to anyone. You will not look at anyone. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, Miss Bullivant. Thank you very much, Miss Bullivant.
1 minute, Virginia Dickinson.
1 minute will do just fine. Hey, Yank!
Hey, how are you doing?
Can you meet me tonight?
We're not allowed.
I mean real late. Midnight.
Wow.
Come to my school, round by the back wall.
How will I find you in the dark?
Whistle the Star Spangled Banner.
Star-Spangled Banner.
Now move, before Bullivant comes out of the shop.
Shh. Over here.
Hi.
Hi.
I made it.
Hey, come on, follow me. Someone will hear us if we stay here.
Hey, don't go into the wood. We'll get lost.
Oh, it's okay. I got a flashlight, and I've laid a trail, see? Big stone with a little stone beside it.
Uh-huh.
It's like an arrow. It means turn right.
You've been here before?
Every night this week.
How'd you get out?
Well, they're repairing the brickwork. There's scaffolding coming right up to my dormitory window.
Well, you can see my window up through the trees.
You're awfully plucky.
Awfully plucky? Oh, that sounds real English.
You're English, aren't you?
I guess so. I don't feel like it. I just open my mouth at school and anything I say just has to be dumb. Virginia Dickinson, stop speaking in that affected manner. Virginia Dickinson, don't you know
there's been a war on...
Sometimes, when they speak, it's so quick I just can't understand them. And they say, what's the matter, Yang? Can't you understand the king's English?
They talk like they've got a bunch of marbles in their mouths. I say, Belinda, how frightfully decent.
That's it, exactly.
Oh. Hey, my name's Virginia, but everyone calls me Rusty. What's yours?
Lance.
Come on, Lance, let's run.
Where?
Just follow me.
Hey, wait up.
Vicha.
It's not fair. You know the way.
Oh, I love this clearing. Sometimes I just lie here for hours looking at the stars. I think about the cookouts back in the States. Hey, Lance, don't just stand around. Come sit down. Make yourself comfy.
I can't.
Hey, what's wrong?
They beat me.
Who did?
One of the prefects. I fag for him.
Fag?
It's like being a servant. I have to clean his shoes, run errands, and light the fire in his study. I'm terrible at lighting fires. I just can't get it to draw properly. So he beats me.
That's plain darn bullying. You should complain.
He'd beat me even more then.
I tell you, as soon as I get hold of some money, I'm going to leave this place and go back to America.
You really mean that, don't you?
Sure, I mean it.
But isn't your family here?
Yeah, but I miss my American family more, don't you?
Not really. They were very rich. I didn't see much of them. Servants and stuff like that. I don't really have a home anywhere, so school's got to be my home now.
Listen, my American parents would love to have you stay. You could come with me.
It's no good, Rusty. I've got to make some friends here. If I could just get into the rugger team, then I'd have a chance. I play American football, and rugger looks pretty similar.
Well, come on, Yank. Time for some more exploring.
Don't call me Yank, okay?
Look, if I call you Yank, at least you can get used to it. At least you know I like you. Then maybe it won't hurt so much.
Just go away.
Lance, come on.
I'm just sick of it. Day in, day out.
Look, it's only a name. I'd be proud to be called Yank. It'd be better than what they call me.
What's that?
I don't want to say.
If you want to call me by my nickname, then I have to call you by yours.
Okay, I suppose. They call me Creeper.
Creeper?
You know, as in Virginia Creeper.
Stop! Don't move. What's that?
Oh, you just look at that house.
Shh, there might be someone in it.
Oh, don't be stupid. It's been bombed. Nobody's living there. Come on, Yank. Let's go take a look-see.
Must have been a cute house before it got hit.
Hey. I wonder if we could get a fire going in the fireplace. That would be really neat.
Don't talk to me about lighting fires. I told you, I'm hopeless at it.
Listen, I'm good at fires. How's about I teach you? Then maybe that prefect won't beat you so much.
It's a deal. And I tell you what, I'll help you with your lamp.
You're on. Hey, what a find. We can pretend we're in the middle of nowhere. We can make it like a real pioneer cabin.
I bet there's a whole lot of useful stuff in this rubble.
I wonder what's through this door.
Careful. What if there's someone hiding?
I'll smash him with a flashlight. Hey, could be bears, Yank.
No bears in England, Creeper. Open the door.
Here goes. Wow, it's a cellar. Now it really is like a cabin in the woods.
Looks like it was used as an air raid shelter.
Oh boy, they left their oil lamps full of oil enough to last forever.
And there's a bed.
Oh, a broken bed.
That's not funny.
I'm sorry, I forgot about your sore ass.
I wish I could. He hit me so hard it was bleeding.
You're kidding. Oh, give me your hand, I'll help you up.
Thanks.
What are these?
Oh, paint.
Wow, cans of the stuff. But it's not all frozen up. Wow, we could make this place real smart.
You mean decorate?
Well, why not? Oh, I hope no one gets to find this place. We must never let on to anyone, you swear?
I swear. When should we meet up again? Monday?
I can't. I've got half term. I'm going to Devon.
You don't look too happy about it.
No, this friend of my mother's just died. We have to go down for the reading of the will. I think it's going to be pretty awful.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're late.
Oh, Peggy, you've made it.
The train was real slow.
We wouldn't have started without you, Peggy.
After all, we're all hoping you'll fix our cars later.
May I remind you all that we're here for the reading of a will, not for a reunion of the Women's Voluntary Service.
I'm not so sure. I rather think this was exactly what Beatty had in mind.
Get your coats off, we'll get started.
Where earth did all this sherry come from?
Oh, it's Beatty's secret supply. And look at this, Rusty.
It's a bottle of real Coca-Cola with my name on it.
If we can make a start. This will, I must inform you, is rather unorthodox. Dear everyone, first of all, please have a good time. Oh. I didn't save all this good sherry so that you could blub over me. To Mrs. Ruth Hatherley, I leave my chickens.
Oh.
To Ivy Flanagan, Nave Woods, my set of suitcases and trunks. And to Miss Rusty Dickinson.
That's me.
To Miss Rusty Dickinson, I leave my husband's carpentry tools. These include a handsaw, tenon saw, hammer, plane, three chisels, file, screwdriver, and these three axes.
Oh. Are you sure?
I'm quite sure.
Perhaps she meant them for Charlie.
No, madam. She meant them for a girl called Rusty.
I see.
Oh, Beatty.
What can she have been thinking of?
And finally, I leave my dilapidated house to Mrs. Peggy Dickinson.
Oh!
Mother!
Are you sure?
I'm quite sure.
Well, Peggy, you jolly well deserve it.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Have you seen the roof?
I haven't quite finished yet. With the ownership of the house, there are certain conditions.
Yes.
One, that the owner cannot sell the house until 17 years have passed. Two, after 17 years, if Mrs. Dickinson wishes to sell, she must only sell it to a woman. And three, if she dies before the 17 years are up, the property must be passed on to a younger female of her own choosing.
Looks like you're stuck with it then, Peggy. I can't quite take it in. I don't know what...
Stop fretting and gawping, Peggy. Let's get stuck into the sherry.
Well, Virginia? And how was your stay in Devon?
It was okay.
What did you do there?
Well, yesterday Mother and I went to the beach. We had fish and chips with salt and vinegar.
Fish and chips?
Right.
On the beach?
Uh-huh.
You ate them out in the open?
Out of newspapers, with our fingers.
Oh, I see. Oh, dear. It's Mrs. Grace's day off. My legs aren't what they used to be.
Oh, it's okay. I'll go answer it. Coming. Hi, may I help you?
Virginia.
How do you know my name?
Don't you recognize me?
No, should I?
Virginia, I'm your father.
Father?
Yes, Virginia, don't you remember me?
Why?
Roger! Roger! Oh, my darling Roger! Oh, look at what the arm has done to you, my little boy.
I'll get Mother.
Oh.
I'm just giving Charlie a bath. Stay right there.
Roger.
Mother?
Oh, but
Mother,
Roger, you're so thin. Oh, what a...
Right in the middle of Father.
Look, Charlie.
Look.
Roger. I had no idea. Why didn't you let me know?
So, this is Charles.
Who Mummy.
Charlie, this is your daddy.
Why doesn't he smile?
He's come all the way back from Japan. He's been fighting in the army.
Can't I have Uncle Harvey back instead?
He's very tired. I think I'll just put him to bed. Come on.
You've come back just in time, Roger. Your son needs his father's hand. Oh, you've changed so much.
I expect we've all changed a little. I hardly recognized Virginia.
Oh, you can call me Rusty. Everyone back home does.
You are back home.
I mean back in Connecticut.
Rusty?
On account of my hair. Uncle Bruno said it reminded him of leaves in the fall.
That's Mr. Omsk, who looked after her.
Well, I shall continue to call you Virginia.
Okay. Hey, I guess we're a little bit the same, really. I mean, we were both sent away from England. The tea is the worst thing here. I still haven't gotten used to it.
Well, actually, I wouldn't mind a cup right now.
Oh, Roger, how foolish of me. Go into the drawing room. I'll go and make a nice pot for us all straight away.
Marvellous.
I'll be mother, shall I?
Hey, I go back to school tomorrow morning. But maybe they'd let me have another week off. I mean, with you coming back and all.
If everyone did that, there'd be chaos.
I guess.
I hear that the woman you stayed with in Devon has just died.
Yes, Beatty.
Well, on that very subject, we've just had some delightful news. This Beatty, friend of Margaret's, has left her the house in Devon. We can sell it and do some repairs on this house.
Is this true?
Well, yes and no.
Yes and no?
Yes, she has left the house to me, and no, I won't be selling it.
You surely don't intend to keep it.
Yes.
But how can you possibly look after it?
Mother's right.
Odd weekends, the children's holidays. Who knows? We might even want to move down there.
Margaret?
But, Margaret, you can't possibly keep it. You must at least put it in Roger's name.
I'm afraid I can't do that either.
But, Margaret, you don't have a clue about owning houses. You know how hopeless you are.
I've changed. The war's changed me. I'm not quite as useless as I was 5 years ago.
Oh.
And anyway, I couldn't even if I wanted to.
What?
Well, the will says I'm not allowed to sell it for 17 years, and it states quite clearly that the house can only be owned by a woman.
That's rather odd.
No, I don't think so. I think Beatty knew what she was doing.
Hmm? More tea, Roger.
So, Virginia, how are you enjoying school?
It's okay.
You must be making lots of new friends.
No, not yet. They hate my accent.
Perhaps if you made some effort to lose it, they'd be more friendly.
Virginia, there must be someone you like.
I told you, there's no one.
Lance, over here.
Rusty,
I thought you weren't coming.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had a bit of trouble getting out.
Come on, Yank, let's get to the cabin.
Oh, what's in the back, Reaper?
Tools.
Wow, where'd you get those?
Phoebe left them to me in her will. It wasn't easy smuggling them into school, I could tell you. There's a whole lot more back at my mother's new house.
Your mother's got a new house?
Yeah, I'll tell you on the way. Let's run.
Hey, Rusty, wait up. I'm still puffed.
Hi there, Kevin.
You're crazy.
Well, then I hope I stay crazy because it sure feels good. Right, now where's that oil lamp?
Right here. But how are we going to light it?
Matches. I just hope the rain hasn't gotten to it.
No, you're okay.
Let there be light. Now, I'm going to cut us some firewood, and you're going to light the fire, okay?
But
I'm teaching you, remember? So you don't get beaten for being so lousy at it.
Well, I suppose so.
Come on, let's go collect some wood.
Okay.
Right, so you got all the twigs and dry leaves at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And a pyramid of the bigger bits on top, getting bigger as you go up. Lance, you're going to have to get down to do this.
Oh, okay.
Is it that prefect beat you again?
Yeah, but something good did happen today.
Oh, yeah?
When the other boys were making comments about me, I remembered what you said about their mouths being full of marbles. And that made me laugh. And I said,
I'm sorry, but I can't understand a single word you're saying. You're just going to have to move your mouths a bit when you speak to me, because us Yanks, we like to move our lips when we talk. And I just couldn't stop laughing. And then the other chaps started laughing too. And then the prefect.
The one who beats you, right?
Right. Well, he came over and slapped me on the back and said, "We'll make an English man out of you yet, Yank." And when he said Yank, it didn't feel so hard anymore. It was okay.
Oh, that's great. Oh, maybe he won't beat you anymore.
He will if I can light his fire.
Right. Now, light the match and put it into the twigs at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Now blow. Not too hard. That's it.
Hey, it's working.
Hey, keep blowing. You're doing good. You're doing good.
Yes. Now that's a fire.
Oh, this is the life, huh?
All we need now is some pork, baked beans, and a guitar.
Come on, let's get the beds and stuff up from the cellar. We're gonna make this place real homey.
So, how was school this week, Virginia?
It was okay.
Don't you feel you're missing something by coming home at weekends? When I was a boy, we used to get up to all sorts of japes then.
I like coming back.
You see, your father thinks you'd adjust to England more quickly if you stayed at school for the whole term. And we only saw you during the holidays.
This weekly boarding business is neither one thing nor the other.
Do you want me home at weekends?
Well, I shall let you continue to come home for the time being. But if for any reason I feel it would be better for you to stay at school, arrangements will be made to do so.
Mother, is this what you think?
I make the decisions in this house.
Oh, you're kidding.
Virginia, I would prefer it if slang was not used in the house.
What's wrong with slang?
I forbid it.
You what?
Roger, you see what I mean.
Oh, come on, everyone. Please, let's not have an argument.
Virginia, if you wish to come back here each weekend, you had better learn the meaning of obedience.
Virginia.
And Virginia, in this country, we eat with our knife and fork at the same time. Virginia, did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Right, that's enough. Go to your room.
What for? I haven't finished eating yet.
How dare you answer me back!
Do as your father says. You'll only make it worse for yourself.
But I was taught to eat like
this. Leave this room immediately.
Anything you say.
I told you she was rebellious.
I'll go and have a word with her.
You will do no such thing. Sit down.
No.
That is an order.
Is it? How interesting.
Margaret. Come back.
You see what I've had to put up with.
Why did you have to say that?
Say what?
There was no need to be sarcastic.
How was I sarcastic?
Saying yes, sir, like that.
That's not sarcastic, that's respectful. Well, it is in the States. We always had to call Uncle Bruno, sir, if we were being told off.
Oh. I see.
Only with Uncle Bruno, he'd tell us off, and then we'd feel miserable. So he'd either take us out for soda or start laughing.
I'm afraid you're not living with Uncle Bruno anymore.
Don't I know it?
Look, it's not going to be easy for us to live together again. But we've just got to muddle through somehow. We've all been away and had different experiences, and we've got to try and live like a family again. It's been hard enough for your father this week with Charlie.
What's Charlie done?
Oh, it's been Uncle Harvey this and Uncle Harvey that and...
Mother, who was Uncle Harvey? Charlie talks about him so much.
Harvey was an American soldier.
I know that. But why does everyone go quiet every time Charlie mentions his name?
Virginia, in wartime, people's lives are changed. Families are torn apart, so you make friends with other people to make up for that. Do you understand?
I think so.
But once the war is over, everyone goes back to their families.
Does Uncle Harvey have a family?
Yes.
Mother?
Look, I'll try and smuggle up some bread and hot milk.
Thanks.
But you're going to have to apologize to your father. You know that?
Yes, okay.
Oh,
how lovely. Sunday afternoon drive in the country.
Yes, Mother. It certainly feels an age since we've done something as a family.
Oh, dear. It's starting to rain.
Mummy, why is that man driving?
Charlie, he's your daddy.
Margaret, his name is Charles, not Charlie. He's not a pleb, you know.
What's a pleb?
Yeah. I don't like him. When is he going away?
Don't be unkind, Charlie. Margaret, I mean Charles.
Are we going to see Beatty?
No, darling, we're just going out to see the countryside.
Can I pick flowers?
It's not really the time of year for flowers, but yes, if we see some, you can pick them.
Great.
Roger, the car has stopped.
It's all right, Mother. I'll sort it out.
Mummy, why don't you mend it?
Oh, don't talk nonsense, child. Your father is going to fix it.
No, Mummy's fixed cars.
Where on earth did you pick that idea up, Charles?
Well, you fix cars, don't you, Mummy?
Sometimes.
So why don't you fix this one?
Well, I expect Daddy would like to fix it himself.
Uncle Harvey said that my real Daddy would play with me.
If you were a bit nicer to him, then I expect he would.
But I don't like him, so he can't be my real Daddy, can he?
There must be something terribly difficult wrong with the engine.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Margaret, where are you going?
She's going to mend the car.
Charles, if I hear one more word out of you, you'll be going to bed early and without any tea.
Mother, what's the problem?
Same old thing.
Is it water in the juice?
And a bit of grit.
What on earth is she up to, Roger?
It's all right, Mother. I'm just letting her have a little look, and then I'm going to deal with it.
Away, I told you, Mummy's always fixed cars.
All done. Look at the state of you, Margaret. You're soaked. And there's oil on your hands.
Let's go.
There's water in the juice. There's water in the juice.
Hey, oh, Daddy, there's water in the juice.
What's the next line, Mummy?
There's dirt inside the gas.
There's dirt inside the gas. There's
dirt inside the gas. That will do! I don't want to hear one more word out of either of you for the rest of the journey.
Why can't we sing, Mummy?
Because Daddy has to concentrate on his driving and...
Margaret, I am quite capable of driving a vehicle in all conditions. The reason is quite clear. And I want everybody to understand this. It is because I say so. And that is that!
Part 3 of Back Home by Michelle McGorian starred Jessica Marshall-Gardner as Rusty, Emily Richard as Peggy, Mary Wimbush as Beatty and Nicholas Farrell as Roger. Pauline Letts was Grandmother, Richenda Carey, Miss Bembridge, Tessa Worsley, Miss Bullivant, George Allenby, Charlie, Richard Claxton, Lance, Becky Hindley, Mrs. Heatherly and David Collings, the Solicitor. Back Home, dramatised in four parts by Moss and Jameson, is a children's BBC Radio 4 production directed by David Hitchinson.